The problem with reptiles. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 14, 2025. By reptiles, I mean the ones whose names actually end in ilians, with rept at the beginning of the word. I know many people on YouTube talk about them mentioning their name freely, so I do not know if I may do the same or not. The problem with me is that I know I am closely watched by external forces greater than Earth's governments, because of who I am. And I also want to make an experiment to see if I can fool the artificial intelligence that places a Wikipedia link in videos to impose the official point of view. I guess we will see. So please bear in mind that whenever I use the word reptiles, I am referring to the type that ends in ilians. Throughout the years, especially after the advent of the internet, much has been said about lizard people on Earth. The concept is present in just about every culture on Earth, from ancient to the present. There is circumstantial evidence of their existence all over the place, in the shape of statues, figurines, wall paintings, and so on, as well as innumerable sagas, legends, texts, and eyewitness accounts. In recent years, the concept was greatly pushed by David Icke, who I deeply respect, and who has taken unbelievable abuse for stating that reptiles actually run the world, and are the true identity behind Earth's monarchs, politicians, famous actors, and just about anyone else that may hold a decent position of power. All that David Icke and other people who essentially back him up, at least partially, like Jordan Maxwell, have said about this subject is way too much to summarize in this video. But what I'd like to mention is that what they state is not only logical, but also highly credible once you are conscious and aware enough about these subjects, because if you are not, everything Icke and Maxwell state will sound like far-fetched science fiction created after an acid trip. And that is precisely how most matrixed people interpret the concept of reptiles ruling Earth from under the table. Moving on to more detailed information, it is said and known that reptiles live underground in deep hollow spaces in the Earth's crust, and those spaces may be artificial, partially artificial, or have a natural origin. It is said that their social structure is divided into seven levels, where the lowest ones are quite oppressed, and the higher ones are considered royalty and living representatives of their reptile deities, the Alpha Draconians, the Space Dragons. This seven-level social structure is found to be represented in several statues, mostly found in India, where they are portrayed as a serpent with seven heads. As it is said on Earth, those reptile people are divided into three main subspecies: the green ones, which are the lowest in social status, then the red ones, which basically fulfill the military and police roles, and finally the white ones are royalty and are the ones that rule all the ones below. Then we have countless eyewitness accounts of people who have encountered such beings, when hiking in the mountains, national parks, and when exploring caves and other underground spaces. There are also countless accounts of people who have witnessed celebrities and royals on Earth transform themselves into lizards. I must also mention ancient texts and tablets that back up the existence of reptile people, and those texts go as far as to state that those reptiles created humankind, and you know that I couldn't possibly disagree more with that egocentric manipulative statement, because humans are found thriving all over the galaxy, if not further away as well. So, with all this evidence, I wouldn't have any right to doubt a lot of this information, but a lot of things simply don't add up from where I stand. First of all, from the point of view and the information I have at my disposal as the Queen of Teijita, I do not see those reptile people anywhere as would be expected they would be. For example, the local Galactic Federation has no seats for them at their councils, and they never mention them when they ought to, if they were such dominant figures on Earth. When I talk about the Galactic Federation and all the complex exopolitics around it, I never mention the reptile people, and this is not because I am editing them out, or omitting them for any specific purpose. I simply don't talk about reptiles because I have nothing new to say about them, except for that exact last fact as I am doing now. If they were so powerful and prominent, the Galactic Federation's representatives would have talked directly with them, and wouldn't bother talking to secret society leaders, prominent people, and politicians, all of which are human. For example, when the Atorthans went to Antarctica to talk to world leaders, a little over a year ago, as I informed in several videos. Someone may say that the reptiles are hiding behind those people who are only apparently human, because the reptiles have some sort of shape-shifting capacity or quality. But then, looking at that supposed capacity to transform themselves from lizards to humans and vice versa whenever they want, as far as I have been able to research, no such thing exists at a physical level. In other words, no reptilian species can do that. There are some chameleon qualities, but nothing as extreme as transforming their entire body from one species to another. A side note here, there is much talk about those reptile people on Earth not actually being reptiles at all. They may only resemble them, as biologically speaking they are in fact mammals. They give birth to their young and feed them breast milk, as humans Lyrians do. This would mean that they only look like reptiles because of their scaly skin, looks, tail or whatever. Then there is also a lot of talk about them using high mental manipulative telepathic energy to impose the idea that they look human onto the people who surround them. This means that they place people into some kind of a trance and make them believe they see something else, a normal human, to the advantage of the reptile and its agenda, whatever it may be. From my point of view and experience, this does have at least some sense, yet they would need a very large amount of mental energy to sustain such a telepathic illusion, and that is really draining and dangerous, so I still find it very hard to believe. Perhaps they could do so using some kind of synthetic telepathic artificial device. Okay, that may be possible as well, but there is no evidence backing anything of this. Even though reptile species exist all over the galaxy, and from my point of view as the Queen of Taygeta, for whatever it is worth, I should know a lot about reptile people, and how they dominate and dictate things on Earth. But as such, as described by all that I mentioned above, I don't see any reptilian presence on Earth as described by so many people. But then from orbit, it is logically very hard for me to see people who live deep underground. Yet having said that, there is another angle to their presence, and as also stated by countless people, for example by David Icke and Jordan Maxwell, but not only, all the energy behind the Arkans, Jinn or Jinn, evil spirits, working against humanity from the side of the astral, is reptile energy, or energy like one of reptile people. This is where I decided to bother my all-seeing Irma friends, who would know more about this subject. I was hesitant to bother them to ask them this question, as whenever I give them a call, either Ari or Rua, I always find them either sleeping, eating, or fighting in one of their super-aggressive contact sports. So this morning, just before writing these words, I gave them a call, and Ari responded, and as expected he was sleeping, I was sorry to bother him. I asked him what was the Irma's opinion about reptile people on Earth, and this is what I learnt. From the point of view of the physical world, as it is understood by human Lyrians, and with their limits, reptiles do not exist as such, not with what defines the material world as humans understand it. There is a strong reptile presence on Earth, and it heavily influences society there, yet all of it, including its culture and society, is found in what human Lyrians would classify as the astral. This is why they must use an organic portal, an empty or susceptible human body to work through it and to be able to be in the world of the living. As there are no hard and defined limits to the astral, when the vibration of a person or a creature is modified, it may become compatible with what would be classified as another existential realm. This means that there can be a crossover from the astral, a materialization of an astral creature into the so-called material world. The opposite also happens when a human from the material world is immersed into the dominant frequency realm, when exploring deep underground, for example. As the human walks into an area with a frequency change, which can also be understood as acting as a portal, the human and its body will also transform vibrationally, and will become compatible with living and sensing parts of the astral, that would not usually be available to the subject when living in the dominant frequency of the human world. This means that in certain circumstances, there is a crossover from the so-called material world into the astral, and from the astral into the material world, as we can see with other things such as when ghosts and other entities become visible for a short period. This becomes possible technologically if you are at that level and is also the very principle of faster-than-light travel by starship, as it jumps from one spot in space-time location to another, altering its vibration with its engines, as they are designed to do so. The reptile people are physical only from their vibrational existential point of view, and not usually from one of the humans, yet as there is some crossover and they are good at it, technically speaking, it is still possible to make a pair of cowboy boots and a handbag out of one of them. It all boils down to existential frequency and vibrational management, as technically, anything astral can be imported to the so-called world of the living, as can be seen with so many paranormal events of all kinds. Coming back to reptiles on Earth, they are astral creatures and entities that are very good at manifesting themselves in the world of the living, mostly using convenient organic portals, susceptible people in key places of the human social structure. This is a forced or consented possession event, where the reptile energy and entity work through human bodies to be able to access another realm, and this is also connected to what other people and some religions consider a demonological event. They are very dangerous, but many people tend to be immune to them, especially high-vibrating conscious starseeds. The Galactic Federation does not consider them as such, only seeing them as yet another type of soul that inhabits an Earth-human body, which is known to have the capacity, as a species, to harbor a great variety of souls belonging to countless other species, as it is some kind of biological suit designed to adapt and equalize the vibration of those different souls, so they can all coexist in one existential realm, when it wouldn't be possible otherwise. And this goes for all Lyrian humans and other species as well, regardless of where they may be, on Earth or off-planet. When a human Lyrian body is exposed for a protracted period, it will start to develop attributes and characteristics of the soul inside. For example, we can all notice the extreme evil and hardness in the faces of some royals and people in places of power. This is an indicative of what they are inside. Their bodies manifest, or reflect who they are. So yes, there are reptile people, and they are invasive and abusive towards humans in ways that are impossible to describe in just one video, but they cannot be seen as they are in the astral, yet in some circumstances, be it by their mental energy, by a natural location-related frequency crossover, like a portal, or by technological means, they can be in the material world as well. Reptile people are only a fraction of the complex soup of souls that inhabit human bodies on Earth, yet they can do so invasively, as they are very good at moving through and manipulating the astral. So they can be found, in their own existential realm in the astral, meditating and astral traveling into a human body, to do their mischief, and to modify and guide human society to their convenience, and this includes highly abusive things against humanity. The Galactic Federation sees them as only part of the human experience, and as part of the evil they supposedly must contain on Earth. Yet the Galactic Federation deals with Earth and its affairs from the same vibration realm as humans, at least mostly and from our point of view, and this means and explains why they deal directly with humans and not with reptiles. Reptile people are not the ones who rule Earth, even with all their strong manipulative power, but they certainly are a very large part of the mess. As for their shape-shifting capacity, the Urmas say that they can only do so very limitedly, but it is all a telepathically induced illusion, part of their manipulative bag of tricks, and nothing more. The Urma have encountered them while in the astral, but they are no match for the cats, so interaction or any kind of fight there is very limited. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.